Despite a late rally for the Aussie market, we've seen the ASX 200 close down a touch softer, down around 6 points or 0.1% to 5,921. Despite this, we've seen the Aussie market climb more than 1% over the week, and it is now the second straight week of gains for the ASX 200. Today, we've seen the market really weighed by losses for energy stocks. And we've seen crude oil prices now fall around 20% from its October peaks, and that certainly has weighed on our energy producers today. The likes of Woodside Petroleum, Oil Search both down more than 1%, and Beach Energy down closer to 4% today. Miners also a touch weaker despite a rise in metals prices overnight. The main drag on our market, the largest individual drag on the market today, was coming from Lendlease, down about 18%. The international infrastructure and property business announced some underperformance at its engineering and services unit, and that will result in about a $350 million hit to its half-year results for 2019. Lendlease also one of the largest decliners over the week. There have been some improvements coming through for the communications and utilities. Lithium miner Altura soared around 38% today. It announced it signed a long-term offtake agreement to supply a Chinese battery maker. Some other notable movers today as well. APA Group up more than 3.5% after yesterday's steep decline. REA Group continuing on from yesterday's good improvements, up another 2.5%. And G8 Education, the childcare operator today, up around 11%. Afterpay Touch, after having a good day yesterday, down close to 6.5% today. On the economic front, we've seen some Chinese inflation figures come through, mostly in line with expectations. And of course, overnight, we had the US Fed Reserve announce rates to remain on hold in November, but it is looking likely for them to raise rates in December. The RBA has announced its statement of monetary policy, not moving too much of its forecast. It was announced on Tuesday when it announced its results for the interest rates in November. It is indicating that the next move will be a rise, but not anytime soon. The Aussie dollar falling back from its recent highs to 72.4 US cents.